Welcome to Dramas with a Side of Kimchi, the fangirl party every drama fan wants to join. Grab your kimchi and face mask and let's chat Asian dramas. I'm Kay Muse.
And I'm K-Drama Jen.
K-Drama Jen, know what would be the perfect use of our time if we didn't work so much?
We could travel the world and go see every K-pop concert and also try to figure out where all of our favorite idol actors and actors in general live and stalk them.
I was thinking of something much more affordable, such as listening to our Patreon episodes, because we have a ton of episodes on our Patreon and there are so many people that haven't joined us over there yet.
What a great idea.
I know. It provides hours of extra content. You get a free episode every month that no one else gets. You're like in the inside of a club that not everyone gets access to.
I mean, we call it the VVIPs, right? So
we do. We do. The Kimchi VVIPs.
That is so true. Also, don't forget that they get access to our Discord channel where we are talking all the time about new dramas, and we're having movie watches and all kinds of stuff. So yeah,
yes,
good use of our time. I mean, I kind of like the idea of traveling the world and going to K-pop concerts with you, and then also being like Sesung fans where we stalk the idol actors and actors, but maybe this is a better use of our time.
Well, you know, if enough people join Patreon,
oh my goodness, that's right.
A million people, that might get us into that dream, like winning the lottery. But until that happens, we will be over on our Discord channel chatting about Lovely Runner, because that seems to be the big drama of the moment. That one and Queen of Tears, I believe, are the two big ones that everyone's chatting about.
I'm watching both of them and enjoying. I mean, we can talk, but I know that's not today's topic, but I will say that
we do love to talk.
Oh, you know, I love Kim Soo Hyun and he's doing such an amazing job in Queen of Tears. It is it's hard to watch sometimes, but oh my goodness, he's amazing. And then Lovely Runner, I'm really enjoying. It's just started, I think, last week. And
did you watch yesterday's episode?
Oh, I'm halfway through. I have.
Oh, goodness. Okay. You'll have to text me.
I have work. So I have to get my work done. I promised myself that I'd do this recording and then I would prepare something that I have to do for tomorrow.
And then I
would reward myself by watching it. Yes.
Sounds wonderful. All right. So if you want to know what we think about the end of episode 3, join our Patreon and come join us over on our Discord channel, because we will be chatting it over there. But
for Lovely Runner, right?
Yes. But today's episode is something different. What are we talking about today?
Okay, so today our cozy chat is about Legend of Shenli. And this is it's a Chinese drama that we both started watching and then really kind of got into. I have mixed feelings, and so we can talk about it. But here's the storyline. Born in the immortal realm, Shenli grew in power, her skill on the battlefield eventually earning her the title of General Bi Zhang. Pressured into a political marriage against her will, the general chose to fight for her freedom rather than accept the match. Sustaining injuries, Shenli reverts to her original form and falls into the human world as a phoenix, where she's picked up by a mortal vendor and sold as a plucked chicken at a local human market to Xingji, who goes by Xingyun, an emotionless and last ancient god, who single-handedly brought an end to the god and demon wars a millennia ago. Xingji finds himself unable to pass by the plucked chicken he sees caged at the human market. With that single purchase, Xingji links. That's a totally different drama. Xingji links his fate with Shenli's and love is born. Passing through the three realms and time, just as things are saved and reborn, in a small corner, an ancient evil is being revived. With a stunning betrayal, Shen Li's world is turned upside down, but her stubbornness and fierceness will not stop her from seeking revenge and the truth. Going against natural law, capital N, capital L, Xing Zhi and Shen Li's love becomes both their strength and taboo. As more secrets are revealed, will they ultimately win against evil and save the three realms from utter destruction? And what will happen to their eternal love? Okay, I don't know who wrote that synopsis, but that was super fun.
It was more concise than a lot of them are.
It really is.
Because I
And
mean, it more or less is basically what happened. Yeah. So kudos to whoever wrote that synopsis. We're impressed for once. All
I agree. Okay.
right.
Now you're
So we first need to discuss, were we excited that these two leads came together in a new drama? Because I started, what was it? It was Princess Agents. That's what it was called, correct?
Yes,
So
I
I
think.
started it, but I wasn't as far as you. And then you were like, abort, 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 because you finished it.
Well, I liked it. I really liked
But you
it.
hated the ending.
Yeah, because it didn't have an ending. It one
Yes.
of those typical, like, especially during that time period, cliffhanger kind of dramas, right?
And
And so
this was back when they weren't really doing as many second seasons as they are now. So let's see, when was it aired? I would have to go hunt down. I'll exit all this out. Blah, 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 blah.
2017.
2017. So yeah. So it was before they made all of the rules about how long an episode or a season can be, like, without all of the other rules and everything. So they really started two seasons back when they had to cut down the episode count. So Princess Agents had 67 episodes and no ending. So when you told me that, I'm just like, eh. And I wasn't sure how much I was feeling the story at that either. I don't know. That one just wasn't one of those that gripped me immediately.
I loved her, and I
She
do.
was cool. She was very cool.
But I kind of had some second lead syndrome going for what's his name? Sean Dow, I think it was.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the main thing I remember. But I will say that yes, I'm happy that they had a chance to come back together. How's that?
Yeah, so they have great chemistry. So I think it was a very smart choice to bring them back as a OTP.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, so excited for that.
All right. So let's talk action sequences. Yay or nay? And I have to say, I liked their action scenes. I liked the fight scenes. I thought they did a really nice job.
I totally agree. They were so much fun. They were very creative, like the I was going to say illustrations, the all of the CGI stuff, the choreography, like the dazzles and all that, and even like the magical creatures were really well done for what it is. Like they obviously put some money. I really enjoyed like that tiger scene where
Yeah.
the tiger came. I thought they did a great job animating that. The same with, like, is it the chimera or
Chimera.
the
Yeah.
yeah, there's a fight sequence where she fights a chimera, and I thought that was very, very well done. Obviously, not a real creature, but we've watched a lot of really
Yeah.
not well done Chinese
Let's say
animal
bear.
fight
Yeah, I
sequences. This
totally.
one is by far one of the best. By
I
far.
totally agree with you.
Not to mention her badass like fight music
Oh,
got
yeah.
me every freaking time.
Loved it.
Every time. It did not matter how often that stupid song came on. Every time I'm like, oh yeah, I'm pumped now.
Yes, for sure. And of especially like it felt like her own. Yeah, I mean, it was like her own theme song, right?
Oh,
And
it
so
totally
that
was.
was so
Anytime she
exciting.
was gonna like battle something. That music came on. She became, well, she was always a badass, but it was even a more epic badass once the music came on.
So
So,
true.
all right. So, were there fun side characters? I say absolutely. I enjoyed so many of the side characters in this, even ones I didn't think I would enjoy liking, like her fiance, who, oh my word, he is such a twit, but he grows in, he grows up as the show goes on. But oh my goodness, he's such a man child to begin with.
Oh,
But
totally.
he ends up being kind of like charming man child where he grows on you like a fungus.
Totally
And
true. I had the same feeling. I was
the
like,
same with his
first,
sister,
oh
who
my gosh.
was such a snot to begin with. But then I'm like, oh my gosh, I love her so
She was
much.
probably one of my favorite like side characters. And let's not forget like Hot Fire Daddy.
Oh
Okay.
yeah,
I
Hot
mean,
Fire Daddy and her mom, who is also hot.
okay. So this
Like,
is like, are we
yeah.
allowed to give spoilers? Because or no?
Not completely yet. We're going to be talking
Well,
about these
I mean,
characters more in the future, so just generalize it at this
all right,
point.
so I'm just going to say that and not tell you anything about that. And so, but yes, agreed. So many fun side characters.
Well, I even ended up liking her adopted mom, who I thought was acting super sketchy in the first like while. But she ended up being a having a really cool story arc, and you know,
And then
yeah.
the boy that she grew up with the unrequited love, that whole
Yeah,
thing.
that was good. Just there's a lot of
Great.
really good characters in this show.
I agree.
Yeah. So yay. It's good side characters, which makes me happy because what was it recently we were watching where we're like all the side characters are like, eh. I don't remember what it was, but
I don't know because I did a lot of like fast forwarding of different things because I was like, eh.
yeah, like I enjoy these Chinese fantasy dramas so much more when there's more than just the OTP to root for. It
Exactly.
really gives you that full encompassing experience of like, I am enjoying this from top to bottom. And this drama definitely had that for me.
There was the there's the like the hot demon lady person that they run into as well, and I actually really liked her character.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
So let's
all
talk
right.
about storytelling. How was the storytelling, and did everything make sense? Here's
Maybe
the
90%
thing. I was gonna
sense.
say most of it made sense, right? Like,
I felt it got a little like side-eyeing the logic towards the very last maybe five episodes.
I agree.
But other than that, it made sense.
I agree. It did feel a little bit like at the end, I was like, are we trying? Like, what are we doing?
Well, and I feel like that was maybe to give us our happily ever after. And I'm not saying I was against it because, you know, it's like, oh, it's nice. It doesn't have a sad ending for once. But it definitely felt like they had to do some twists and turns with the plot arc to make it happen.
I agree.
So that's my only comment on the storytelling. Other than that, it actually made a lot of sense, and I really enjoyed all of where it put us and Shenli's growth, and the romance especially had really great growth in story arcs and all kinds of fun stuff within it. It wasn't
True.
just a wham bam, I'm in love with you, and yeah.
There was a lot of like personal growth that happened for a number of different characters. And you mentioned like the side character with the original fiance. I liked watching him kind of like grow up and, you know, take some
Yeah, and
responsibility.
I felt the story like gave us that time with various moments in their lives where I didn't feel it was rushed.
Agreed with that.
You
Not until later.
know?
At the end, I felt like maybe
Yeah.
swishing it together, but for the most part, yes, storytelling was good.
Yeah.
All right. So can we move into spoilers now, please?
Yes, we are now doing spoilers, and we're going to do something slightly different because, again, with both of us working like 6 days a week, we don't have time to like do our usual, like usually we do like a multi-thread 5 hour long like deep dive into these dramas. We don't have the time for that. Like as it is, poor K-drama Jens in a hotel room. We're hoping the Wi-Fi stays strong so
That's
we can
right.
record this on a random weekday afternoon after I got off of work.
I
And
mean,
so,
just so we're clear, it's nighttime for me,
oh
because
yes, it's nighttime for her. It's at late afternoon for me. I worked until 3 here on the West Coast, and so it's what, 7, 8,
7:30, yes.
7:30 K-drama Gen time in New Jersey.
Right,
So,
that's where I am today.
yes, that is the location of today. So we're just going to kind of like, why don't we just talk about our 6 favorite moments or scenes or tropes or general concepts of this drama? And we might like fangirl a little bit about certain scenes. We might lump a bunch all together.
Maybe a little bit.
It's just going to be absolute chaos, but it's not going to be a direct recap because there's so much content. We can't do it justice. So, it might not make a ton of sense if you haven't watched the show.
Yeah,
Just
but
warning you.
these are spoilers, so you
Oh yeah,
shouldn't, you
so
know what?
total spoilers.
You shouldn't be listening to this if you haven't watched the show because we're going to spoil it. So go watch it and then come back. And then you'll be like, oh, yes, that scene, right? Along
Yeah,
with.
and it was a super fast 39 episode watch. Like, I felt like it took no time at all to watch this. 'Cause there's some dramas where like it feels like you're really going through the episodes and they last forever. This is not one of those shows. I felt like it was very swift to binge it. So go binge this week and come back and listen to us after you binge, or listen, be spoiled, and then go binge it. Either way, watch the show. But
Agreed.
let's get on to our favorite moments. You have six. Well, you have five. I have six. I'm sure you're going to add as you go along
I
because
mean,
that's the
as I'm
K-drama
looking at
Gen way.
yours, I'm like, ooh, yes, that one. Oh, and that one. So
Exactly.
I'm thinking, I mean, my first one is very general, and we kind of already talked about it, which is all the fight scenes. I really thought
Yes.
that, we already talked about her bed donkeyness throughout. But I really enjoyed the fight choreography that they had in place. And I'm a sucker for a good fight scene, especially when like the two characters are working together and they can kind of play off of each other. There were some scenes where I felt like it gave me sort of like the vibe that we had with Legend of Fu Yao. Where the male and female character were playing off of each other. So
Yeah,
I
there
love
was definitely that flirting, like, what
flirting.
is it? Yeah, the flirting scene where they're fighting in front of all of her underlings.
Right.
And
And
it's,
same with and she even played well with Mo Fong, who was her subordinate who betrayed her, by the way, spoiler. So anyway, I liked all the fight scenes. And like you said, the flirty fight scenes were my favorite.
Well, and I definitely want to talk. My first one on my list was when Shen Li comes and she's fighting the Chimera because it's destroying all of her men. They're just dying. People, like all of her troops, can't fight against this thing that came through the, what is it called?
The
The
abyss.
abyss. Yes. So it's trapped in the abyss behind this. What do you call it? Like this ward that our
Like a
hot
structure.
god did created like 1,000 years earlier. And so something escaped. So all of these people are going to try to stop it so that their realm and the earth realm or the lower kingdom or whatever they call it is protected, and they're just getting slaughtered. But they're going to fight to the bitter end, and they're about to just like all die. And she like says, screw this, I'm gonna fight. And she comes to the battlefront and kicks butt.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love that she got swallowed And she tore it apart from the
From the
inside.
inside,
That
like,
was
yeah.
the coolest thing ever. She's such a bad donkey. Oh my gosh. And the music, it was epic.
Yeah.
So epic.
Agreed. Yeah, when I saw
Oh.
great scenes, like that also was one that, like, right? We had so many that just
Oh,
stood out.
yeah.
That was
Yeah. Well, and it wasn't like, oh, suddenly she has power. No, she's always been like tough, and she has this such a cool weapon. Oh my gosh. This might be the coolest weapon I've ever seen them give a female fighter. She has this
a
it's
scepter.
like a she can stab people with it, but also she can control it with her mind and her powers and her inner chi. It's so cool.
It is super
So
cool.
she just sends it through her enemies and it just like tears them apart. It's so cool.
Yeah, I love it.
But yeah, staff. She calls it a staff. But, or yeah, it's, I think she calls it a staff. It's not a scepter. But yeah, it is such a cool weapon. And it's so rare that the girls get the cool weapons. You
Very
know, they
true.
don't get the cool little, what do you call them? Fans or anything like that, but her weapon is pretty neat.
Yeah, I agree.
And so I just love it. I love her fighting in that scene. And that's the first scene that we really see her just totally come out and dominate. And it's
Agree.
so cool.
I'm going to kind of skip around just because I want to kind of try to do it a little more in order than I have it. So I'm kind
That
of
sounds good.
But looking at mine, so there's a scene early on where the goddess sister, I just think she's like totally obnoxious at first, but
So
then,
obnoxious. You think she's
right?
going to be like the, well, I want to marry him kind of girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
So at first I'm like, oh, and that kind of character really turns me off. Like, I just don't like them. And then she slowly starts to like grow on me again, kind of like her brother,
Like a fungus.
like a fungus. Yeah. But the scene that just won me over is she's watching her brother's memories.
She has
And
this pond. It's like a pool in
so she basically
her
makes him
face.
pass out, watch, and has these bubble memories of, and she's convinced that Xingzhi and Shenli like each other, and
Yes. And the
they're not,
brother's like, no, they don't. What are you talking about? There's nothing there.
and they're not supposed to, because he's like the what was it, something
It's
God,
against the natural law, capital N, capital L.
totally true, because he's an ancient god, right? He's the last ancient god, so he
Yes,
can't
and
fall in
they're
love.
not supposed to have mortal feelings.
Right. And
That's
of course,
beneath them.
so she's convinced that they do. So she's watching all of his little memories. And she just reminded me of like us watching like clips from different dramas, because she's totally fangirling as she's
She's
doing
like
it.
eating her popcorn, and
Yeah.
it only lasts for so long before it starts like hemorrhaging her brother's brain or whatever. So she fixes him, heals him, and then knocks him out again so she can go back to watching her shows. So it's so delightful. It is
Yeah,
such a fun scene.
that was a super fun scene, because it just made me think, like, oh my gosh, it's just like us watching dramas. Like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
So I loved that.
So one thing I really liked, especially in the first maybe third of the drama, I mean, it continues off and on throughout the whole thing, but definitely the first third is that Xingxi allows Shenli to fight her own battles. Like he doesn't come in and be like, oh, I need to save you, you poor little thing. Like he just lets her go and do all the fighting. Because that's what she's good at. And he just sits back and watches. And I love that.
I agree.
He doesn't feel like he has to save her. You know, he doesn't feel like he has to like be there right by her side when she's totally competent to fight herself. Like he's there if it gets really extreme. But other than that, you know, he just lets her be the war god she is. And it's awesome. And I love it.
I agree. in the very beginning, like I was like, well, I don't know what he's capable of because he's like immortal, sort of, or whatever, right? Like he
He's
was in the
immortal,
mortal
but you suspect
realm.
there's something else out because he
Totally.
understands that her speech when she's a chicken
Yeah.
or, a plucked phoenix that looks like a chicken.
Exactly. Like, so there's these kind of hints early on. But then he just kind of continues that, like, just like you said, like, it's sort of like he's got complete confidence in her ability. And so
Well,
she.
and even once he has his powers back,
I
remember
know.
they go off and they find that the underrealm, everyone's being kidnapped, all of these
Right.
minor immortals. And he's sitting in the boat while she goes and fights all the bad guys.
Right.
Like,
I love
even
it.
then, like, he lets her do her thing.
And he does show up when she really needs him,
Yes.
but for the most part, like absolutely, like, and it's just, I mean, I thought that was super hot because, like he just has complete confidence in her and he just lets her do her thing, like sits back.
Exactly. He never tried to mansplain to her, and I love
Right.
that.
And he's just like, well, this is, you're really good at this stuff, so go
Yep.
do your thing. So, yeah, that was.
Oh, I'll let you go unless you want
Well,
me to
you
go
should go.
with.
Your things are a little more in, like I have most of my things are a little later, so you do
Yeah. Okay.
your was
So
there.
another one of my six is the scene where Shenli discovers why they can't be
Oh.
together. It was so good. It was so epically tragic. And, it's just that, oh, there's a reason why they can't be together. And it's not just because natural law, capital N, capital L, is going to like fry him with the lightning. Like, the whole concept is if he dies with an unnatural death, all of his spells and everything that he's done to protect everybody will just disappear. So this huge spell that is keeping all of the chimeras and the evil beings out of the three realms and in the abyss will disappear, and the whole three realms will be destroyed pretty much by all of these evil things, because they can't control them. It's very difficult for any of them to fight one, let alone the hundreds of thousands that are in this abyss.
Yeah.
And so if they choose love over
Responsibility.
responsibility,
Yeah.
then there's a very good chance that it's over. Like, the world will end if they decide to bang.
I mean, that's like, can
It'll
think
be a
about
big bang,
that.
literally.
Oh my God. Okay, mute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
No.
So I mean, the stakes are real.
But
It's
that.
more than just, oh, she's your, what do they always, calamity. Oh, she's your calamity. It's more
Right.
than that
More than
trope
that.
that we always get.
Yeah,
This
and
has real consequences.
yes, because in a lot of those dramas, right, like it's sort of like it's not a really defined thing. It's just sort of like,
Or
so.
like stranger people die. And this one, like, yeah,
Right.
if the Chimera gets out, real people that they knew that are their underlings are dying.
Right.
There's bigger consequences, it feels like.
And I love that because I think, like, again, in normal, like regular dramas, it's sometimes like a premonition or, something like that, like a
Yeah.
prophecy. This, like, they're like, no, real. Like, this is, and so you can feel because they come to a point where, like, you can feel their tension, like their romantic tension, and how much they just want to, like, break free
Yeah.
and come and go to each other, and
But
yet,
it would kill everything and everybody they
right,
love.
and so
So,
they're totally, it's epic, right? Because they're totally
yeah.
like, oh no, I will deny my feelings for the, the sake of the world, and that is like, I thought that was super sexy,
Yeah.
super like, oh, but then
What's even sexier is your next one.
where she dies and
Yes.
he's like,
Well, he thinks she
screw,
dies.
right, I know,
Everyone, she is out to destroy the big bad. that's trying to release the abyss, is pretty
And
much.
so everybody thinks she's dead. So I'm just going to say, for all intents,
Yes.
like she dies because, I mean, he would know if she was alive, right?
Yes.
And
And she
that's what he would say.
fell, her body fell into the deep ocean, and her spear was
Yes.
broken.
Right. So she must
And
be dead because look, her spear
yeah.
is broken. So he goes, screw it then. And he freezes the ocean so that he can go find her. I mean, it was so, like, again, another epic kind of thing where I go back to the our other drama with the toxic romance, right? Where
Where it's like, know what? Let everything burn. I am devastated. My love
he's
is
just like,
gone.
forget it. You know what? I tried to do the right thing. We tried to do the right thing, and I have nothing left, and I will do whatever it takes to find her. And so he freezes the ocean, and they're like, you've killed the fish, and you know, hey, just want to let you know that, like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that. And he's like, I don't care. And he just like,
Oh, and the natural law is like lightning bolting him
yeah.
in because he's defying what's supposed to happen.
And he's
And then he
like,
freezes the freaking
whatever.
lightning bolt. That was so cool.
It was so cool.
It
I
really
was
was.
just so like, wow. Like that was hot. Just saying.
It
That
was
was.
very hot. If you hadn't already put it on your list, that was for sure going to be on my list.
And the one that I was referring to is the, help remind me, what was it called? Moon something moon. What was it? I can't.
Oh, with the hot toxic
I
guy. Oh
know.
my word, that was like,
That was last summer. What was the name of it?
yeah.
Till the End of the Moon.
Till the End of the Moon. Okay, yes, Till the End of the Moon.
Right. So
It's
what
not
was it
that
called?
toxic.
Okay, let's
I,
erase all this and then just say,
yeah.
so I was referring to Till the End of the Moon, as sort
Yes.
of like comparing it. In that one, it was truly like toxic, right?
Oh,
Like it,
yeah.
I mean, it was
This
like
is nowhere near as
this
toxic,
is
but
love.
they definitely
But
have that selfish, toxic moment that maybe isn't great for the rest of the world.
right.
But for our little swoony fangirl hearts, we're like pitter-pattering.
It was amazing. Now, we didn't talk. I was thinking, I mean, and we're sort of out of order, but because you're one of your scenes is like came kind of before this because it's the reason
Yes.
he
Well, it
dies,
kind
right?
of like arcs over this
Yeah.
whole bit that we've already been discussing. And that is her best friend dash underling. Mofang, he is the son of the evil emperor who they
Locked
had
into
to,
the abyss.
yes, they locked him up in the abyss because he was trying to create these chimeras and be in control of them and take over all the three kingdoms and destroy everybody because he wanted to be the only person that could have power. So he was kind of a nut job. And he has this son who is a wee little babe when he gets locked into the abyss. And his kind of, I'm not even sure if it's right-hand man, but like his devoted worshiper
Oh my
feeds
God.
him off his heart blood for 300 years and weans him and raises him in order to get revenge against the demon and the immortal realm. And free his father from the abyss. That is
I
all that
mean,
he has been.
there's something about heart blood, I have to say. I mean, in
Well, and the way he
all of
said
these
it, and I
characters.
weaned you for 300 years on my heart blood when you were a baby. I'm like, ew.
And then they show him making, like, having him drink it. And he's like, I don't want to drink that anymore. Like, ew,
Yeah.
gross.
I can drink. I can have my solids now. Thank you.
Exactly. Ew, gross.
But unfortunately for their evil plan, he comes across Shen Li when she is a young girl, maybe like what, 10, 11. They're young. And she saves him and he falls in love with her, which kind of puts a crink into the plan of taking over the world with dear dead dad.
It's
But
Because
never
he falls
fear.
in love with her. Yeah, never fear. We have mind
Because they
control.
have a backup plan, because the creepy guy just takes possession of his body, which is creepy, and forces him to do evil things and have evil tattoos on. Hot
Okay.
evil tattoos, but evil
Awesome.
tattoos nonetheless.
And here's the thing. I will say, like, I really loved these scenes because of, like, Mo Fong, he loved her so much.
Oh.
And so even when they were, and he had said, he was like, "You said you wouldn't hurt her." And the other guy is just hell-bent on hurting her. And so every time he takes over his body, he fights it to try to go save her. And
And
we
he
have
does
these
multiple
moments,
times.
exactly moments where he can break through but in the mean, like in between, they do all these horrible things to her,
Yeah.
like putting whatever that was, like metal stakes through her arms and sucking
Yes.
her blood so that, because they're trying, she has like a,
Break all her, what is it, meridians?
yeah.
Yeah. One thing I did really think was beautiful, though, was their final scene where he does the ultimate sacrifice for her. He commits suicide so that they can no longer take over his body to hurt her.
I
That
know.
whole scene was really beautiful.
It was, I mean, like, I hate to be like, glorifying something like that, but like, honestly, he determined that that was the only way he could save her and save the three kingdoms, basically, right?
Yes, yeah.
He
So
knew
he
that they were
gave his
gonna.
life, and oh, it's just like the way the director framed that. So it wasn't gory, it was just tragically beautiful.
Agreed. Yeah, that was a amazing scene, actually.
Yeah. It was the perfect ending to his story arc. I thought they did a really good job from the one-sided love to enemies to tragic ending of life, like the whole thing. It was, and she, you could tell she was just heartbroken that she might have to kill him. And so he took the choice out of her hand because he knew that she wasn't able to kill him.
Oh,
So it was so
I mean,
good.
so good, so tragic, but so good.
Like, if I didn't love the OTP so much, that would have also been a very good story arc that I would have loved. So,
Yes, I agree. I think that I had that thought a couple of times where I was like, in the beginning, I was like, like, now if I liked him before. I like, because I actually was kind of surprised that he was. So I don't know if I missed some of those early kind of like indicators,
I
but
didn't
I
guess until he said something about a young master, and I'm like, oh, son of a gun.
right.
It's
That's how.
totally him. Who else would it be? It's totally him. And sure enough, oh. And then to see like the scenes where he like betrayed his general that was going to go tell on them.
Oh, and with the, yes,
Oh.
and he had to bring back, like, I mean, they made him a puppet or whatever too, but
Yeah. Oh, just the angst and betrayal was so epic. We
yeah.
love these toxic moments. They are just like,
They're so good though, because they
yeah.
like, I felt, you could
Well, they
feel
make you
it.
feel.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, you could feel it in your heart, like, oh, he, because of the feelings he was having, right? Like
Yeah.
he wanted to be a good son. He was raised to do a particular thing. And then, but he loved her and he didn't want to hurt her. And so he thought he had a plan where he'd be able to accomplish what his dad wanted, but also save Shen Li. And then they were like, no, you can't do that. So he was like, all right, forget it. We're gonna call that off. If you're gonna hurt her, it's done. And then they were like, yeah, that's not how that works. Let me
You
take over your
didn't
body.
read the fine print. You're
Exactly.
in this for life now.
I'll be taking over
So,
your body now.
yeah. All right. So, Our main girl has some secret or some birth secrets, because we find out early on that her parents died during this war, back 1,000 years earlier, and they had died. And her adoptive mom or the demon lord's like, "Hey, there's this pearl that I was keeping for you because you were born with it. And you should take it back now that you're of age, blah, 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 blah." So at that point, I'm all like, birth secrets? What? Is she trying to like use her as a weapon or something? So I
That's
was
what I thought.
totally
I thought it
thinking,
was, yeah, I thought she was
yeah,
shady.
we are way too used to this kind of betrayal, because we are like, oh, she's shady as all get out. But no, turned out her parents had this epic love. Her mom was one of the underlings for the evil immortal emperor guy that wanted to take over all the world.
Mofong's dead. Yeah.
Yes, Mofong's dead. And so he decided that he was going to cultivate this phoenix feather in this gooey kitchen oven that he was cooking up all this evil crap, and out popped this hottie who is, we as we call him, Fire Daddy. Who is super hot, doesn't know what's going on, kind of just became immortal, and has the is pretty much a phoenix, the phoenix leader of the phoenix, or the chimera, like all of the things that were created in this situation. And so he has tons of power, and evil daddy wants, or evil Emperor wants that, and uses her as a honey trap to bring out all of the evil stuff he wants. So he sends her in and says, "Make this work." And they fall in love. And they have a little half phoenix baby, which is our Shen Li. And they just have this beautiful romance. And it's so sweet, but so tragic. And
He, because
that's where Fire Daddy's backstory is.
Fire Daddy actually doesn't ever know. He doesn't know that there's a baby, because he ends up becoming the fire seal or whatever, so that.
Yes, he ends up being sealed into the abyss before the baby's acknowledged thing. So, yeah.
That also was really tragic.
Yeah. But he's just like, oh, and then he finds out that the love of his life is dead, but she lives on in the presence of his daughter. And he ends up doing something super noble and taking her place where she was gonna die. And it's, oh, so good. Which brings me to my next moment that was so good. And that's when our OTP decides to die together, that they're going to save the three realms by connecting his heaven realm with the abyss. And it was going to stabilize both of them, but in the same time, they're both going to perish, because she's going to take place as this fire
Seal.
battery,
Yeah, exactly.
that charges everything. And he's just going to come die with her, because if she's not there, he doesn't want to be there. And he will happily die with her. And so that's what they're going to do. And it was such a beautiful moment, because both of them know that, this is how we're going to go out, helping others and doing what's right. And we're together. And they were so calm about just dying together. And it was just like, oh, that's love.
But
It's
he's
pretty
already,
epic.
I mean, he's already gone against the natural world and our
Yeah. So,
natural
I mean,
law and all of that.
he's been like
And before
heading
that,
that way for a while.
okay, but before
So.
this, we have kind of where, so it's after, so she has kind of, he's rescued her basically, and he wants to heal her. So he goes to the, this is my, one of my favorite scenes. He goes to that, the demon woman slash person, whatever, and where you can bargain with different things. And so the demon person has some of like the ingredients that's needed to actually help restore Shenli's powers. But in the meantime, Mo Fong and all of his people have come to like attack Mo Fong, who's possessed by the other guy. They all come to attack, and so they kind of escape into, she's got all these different like kind of a portal escape places, and they escape into the place where she keeps all of her hidden desires. And so like it's just sort of like all like almost like sirens, you know, who are like whispering things. And that definitely impacts our lead couple here. And so they have some sexy times while they are under the influence of the sirens.
And
I
we're
mean,
okay with that. We totally support that.
we were fine. We were fine with that. Yes, I think that, I mean, really, it was just a manifestation of what both of them were thinking. And so they definitely took advantage of that moment. And of course, then all of, you know, like all the rocks from heaven fell or whatever. I mean, all these crazy things happened because
Yep.
that was earlier, like it was after she had come back. And then they basically, by doing, deciding to be together, I mean, he'd already turned his back, right? He was already like, forget it. I don't care about any of this stuff if she's not with me. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to save her. And now he doesn't really care. He's just like, I don't care about the three realms. I just care about you, which in its own way is like so horrible and so sexy at the same time. I mean, it was like his love for her. He's like, whatever, the rest of the world can burn. I don't care. I have you.
Because he's very pretty. Very, very pretty.
I'll be very interested to, yeah, to see where that goes. I was just looking to see if I've seen him in any. Oh, Love Between Fairy and.
Yeah, there's a couple
Oh,
that I've seen.
Rong Hao in Love Between Fairy
Was
and.
it he the bad guy? Or was he the brother? I'm trying to remember which one he was. The
Brother.
Bubble Crown. Was
Wrong.
he Bubble Crown Prince? Maybe we're gonna have to like rewatch it. There
Well,
are worst.
turn my wrist and make me, because you're not going to twist my arm for that, because I kind of want to rewatch anyway.
We
So
love that show.
yeah, that was a good one. Okay, so oh, I've actually gone through mine. Have you gone through all yours?
Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Yes. So, yes. So, those are all of ours.
I
Oh,
mean,
such a good show.
was really like, I mean, when we think about those highlighted moments. So for me, I was watching it like I would binge a number of episodes and then I would have a break and then I'd binge because of my schedule and things. And so I was often like downloading and watching on a plane, for example. And so I'm not sure, like, because normally I like to just binge straight through. So that I can keep the momentum in the field, but that's just how I enjoy watching dramas. So,
And that's actually how I did it as well. Just with my schedule, I was not able to necessarily keep up. And I had 10 episodes that I needed to catch up on before we could record this. So this has been the last 2 days of my life, is binging this when I got off of work. So yeah, it's a great binge. Like I can honestly say that 98% of the show, I didn't even feel like fast forwarding. It's really good. I enjoyed all of it. So,
great. Well, did you like the ending?
here's where we are. I thought I liked parts of the ending. I like that when he died, his body was still there, and
Oh, and she was. Yes.
she wouldn't let the immortals take him and
Like cremate.
flambé him.
Yeah,
What's it
exactly.
called? Cremate.
Cremate,
Cremate.
flambé. Yeah,
She didn't
exactly.
allow them to cremate him so his body could go into the spirits or whatever. Because she's like, you guys screwed him over. You were not supportive. You don't deserve him. He doesn't want to be with you. So she goes and pretty much puts him on ice. Kind of like,
Yeah.
All right, so I totally thought of like Walt Disney being
Oh no,
cryogenically frozen.
cryogenically frozen. Yeah.
Yes, I'm like, oh my gosh, they pulled a Walt Disney. And she puts him in this cave where his body is like frozen. And rather than turn into a flower or a seed where he has to start from the beginning, which I appreciate, I do appreciate that. I guess all the spirit essence of the previous immortals sent their spirit essence into his dead body in order to reanimate him, and he's alive again with all his memories. There's no lack of memories. Everything's back. He has white hair for a few minutes, but that doesn't last very long. And he's been reborn, kind of, except he's the exact same, and he hasn't lost too much. Maybe he's not as powerful, but he hasn't lost much.
So those
And
ancient gods that had been, that he'd been
yeah,
like taking care of
their shrines.
their
And so
shrines
they
and
gave him all of
their
their
last little
essence.
bit of chi or whatever it was.
Yeah. And so he was able to defy natural law and be alive and fall in love with her. And it only took a year. So it wasn't even like tens of thousands of billions of years
Right.
later.
Which I think if this was a typical, 60, 70, 80 episode Chinese drama back like they used to have, we totally would have had another whole thing where he would have had to like cultivate from the beginning
Or
or
have
in
amnesia or
the
whatever it is.
mortal realm.
Yeah.
Or yes, I appreciated that he was like, and here I am. Like it's been a
And
year.
now we can be together because I no longer am connected with the
Ancient God thing. I don't
ancient god
have
stuff. We're good. Now we can be together. I like that.
I liked it,
I
and
felt and yes, was it convenient? Did it make sense? Eh. But whatever. Happily ever after. I'm okay with that. What I have a problem with, and I know you don't have as big an issue with it as I do, that happened with an episode and a half left to go in the drama. I'm
right.
like, what's going to happen? They've already defeated the big bad. Like, everyone has had their moments and their tragic, like, situations and come to terms, and the demon realm and the immortal realm are helping each other. One's helping them be more fun, and the other ones are teaching them how to like not suck at fighting. And all this is all concluded, and they're happy. And we still have an hour and a half, or an episode and a half. And it's just like this. Not that I dislike the story. Like the whole dragon goddess and her mortal crush and all that. And they're like playing
Yeah.
games to get him to fall in love with her and want to marry her rather than feel resentful, blah, 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 blah. But it's just like, why do I care about any of this after I've just had that epic romance? And now I feel like I'm watching like the B reel.
Like filler. Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
Well, not even like filler. Like filler would be like, oh, watching our goddess princess fall in love, or even her ex-fiance, or something like that. But I feel like we go on a side quest and suddenly our OTP has to be like these more mature matchmakers. And I'm like, this isn't what I signed up for. I'm sorry. I mean, they're cute and everything. They're adorable as a couple, but I don't care. And so, yeah,
And the
so
fact
I
that it
didn't
was
care.
an episode and a half, I mean, but I will say, I liked my happy ending. I liked the fact that we got potential like half god baby or god baby coming along. Like I liked that. I liked that because I have to say, like a lot of the time we are left with like, oh, it's a flower, and in millennia we're going to finally be reunited. The end. Like
Yeah, no, I was totally happy with the baby, but no one they could have done that. The end of episode 38.
totally true.
We
Yes.
did not need a whole episode of matchmaking.
I
That
agree.
was completely unnecessary.
Yes, I agree with that. All, yeah,
So,
totally.
yeah, so does it end with a happy ending? Yes. Are you going to be traumatized? No. Is the whole last hour totally kind of like B-side bleh. Yeah. So you can watch it, but know what? If you don't want to watch it, you're not going to miss much if you just skip to the last minute of episode 39
Fast
and
forward.
you're fine.
I
There's
mean,
your
I did.
conclusion.
Yep. I was like, okay, that's fun.
Well, and
But
especially when I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm like forcing myself to stay awake. I'm only going to get 4 hours of sleep before I have to go to work. And I stayed awake for that. So that might have also influenced my
you did
feelings
it
on the
for us.
situation.
You did it for all of us and
I
the people that are
did.
listening, that we all appreciate it. So
I
thank you.
halfway even was all like, maybe I'll just like text Jen and see like what's going on and if this is absolutely necessary.
I would have
But
been,
our
nope.
time difference was against us because it was like too early for you to have woken up, and I couldn't stay up later because then I would get no sleep before work. So it was what it was, but I was just kind of like, eh,
Right, so
I
other than
feel
all
lackluster.
the,
Other
like,
than that, excellent.
you
Like
like,
98% of the drama, absolute A plus plus. I loved it. I know there's other people, including some of our Discord peeps. Hi, Discord peeps. That were not in love with it as much as I did. And I felt bad because I just adored this drama. I love the story. I love that it made sense for the most part. And I loved their chemistry and their romance. It was pretty epic. So, and her badassery.
I was going to say, I love that once again, we get an amazing badass female.
Yeah.
Love.
And they were very different. He wasn't even like the same type of. I like that they didn't, it didn't feel like they always had to fight together to be cool,
Right.
if
Yeah.
that makes
No.
sense. You know, so often, I mean, they're power couples, they're cool, like, oh, look at them fight together. Comparatively, they didn't do a lot of like fighting together as a team almost at all. I think there's the big scene at the end. But for the most part, it was one or the other were having their power moments.
I mean, they did a few, and that's, I mean, I did like those.
Yeah.
Then I will
No, they
say
were
that.
still good. They were still really good. Oh, one of my favorite was when all of the falling meteors were coming for his house and she is stopping them. That was a scene that I loved. And then she was about to get munched by a giant rock. And he came and saved her and took over the fight. Like those, I like that kind of moment. It was really great. But them against battling everybody, there wasn't as much of that as a lot of other shows that we watch, I feel. And I
And
kind of liked that because they had their own identities.
I also liked that though his style as a like character where he was reserved and, but he did a really good job of showing the angst like that he was, you know, like he was trying so hard to be a, you know, the ancient god that everyone expected of him, but you could feel the tension because he really liked her. And like I loved that he was able to convey that in a way that I mean it was just good acting. So I really liked that. But overall, I would say that I did like the drama. I think the ending, you know, it certainly could have been shortened up. I did like to see like where we ended up in the future. So I did enjoy that. But you know, yes, you're right. We could have tightened that ending. I liked that it mostly made sense. I loved that. I liked a lot of the characters in the show.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought it was enjoyable.
All right.
I
So,
think
do we recommend? I totally do. I think this is possibly one of the better intro to Chinese fantasy dramas that a newbie could watch, or just someone who wants something enjoyable that's not going to make them like scratching their heads trying to figure out what magical plot's happening.
yeah, it was easier to follow.
Yeah.
And I definitely enjoyed it. I would recommend it. I wouldn't say it's my favorite,
No,
but
no.
I enjoyed it.
I mean,
And
it's no till the end of the moon, but it also makes more sense than till the end of the moon.
it totally does. It totally makes more sense. And it like it has a story arc that makes like you can follow.
Yeah.
So and
Which is
there's not
again why I think it'd be a good one for a newbie. Like if you have a friend that you want to get hooked on Chinese dramas, this is a good one because it's not too weird. I mean,
the
beyond the whole
beginning.
suckling of the heart blood thing. But
Right.
beyond that, it's not that one where it's going to be like
Mean
they're a
it's also
flower
but she's a
or.
chicken. I mean she's a phoenix, but like a chicken. Like the beginning was a little odd, but it
But it
took
was pretty standard for a Chinese drama,
sure.
so, but that was only 4 episodes,
Yeah.
and then it really got into its depth. Like,
Great. I mean, it took me a little while, I have to say, because I was like, chicken, what are we doing here?
but you kept going because I kept telling you, oh, it's really good. Like,
No,
once she went back and had to like deal with her fiance, that was the
yes.
best. Oh, and
I
then.
was on a plane. There was nothing I could do, right? Like I just kept watching. That's,
I
you
feel
know.
like I have two other scenes that I just thought of that I loved. I love the first scene where she thinks he's human and she's going to fight all the demon warriors to
Oh,
protect him. That was so cool.
true.
That was so neat. And then also, I loved the scene where she found out that, or that he was the one that chose her fiance. And really, he had just picked a number and said the 23rd person on the list
Yes.
that person can marry her. And that's how he picked. It
Yeah.
was so funny because to find out, like, he's like, oh, I like her, but I'm the one that like connected her with this idiot, you know? That
Yeah. And he did
was a
it.
great scene.
That
One of
is
the
true.
more humorous moments.
Agreed.
Okay. I need to stop before we keep recounting every single scene. So, thanks for joining us. We'd love to hear what you thought about this episode. You can reach us on Twitter, Facebook, or our Patreon page. Links, as always, are in our show notes.
We love blogging about Asian dramas, but behind the scenes, we have so much more to say, and we want to share that with you. And talking is so much faster in person.
Awesome. I think that turned out well.
All right.